This is our town, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, USA. It's a community where industry flourishes with the help of skilled workers, direct transportation, cooperative utilities, and remarkably pure, abundant water. Stevens Point is the industrial, commercial, and educational center of Portage County.
There was a lot of industry, real industry, in this area. Where our house was, we had right behind us, we had Jern's Furniture Company. And to our south, we had Vedder's Manufacturing. And right next door on the north, we had Bakerate Baking. So we could actually take fresh donuts right off of the line. About a block and a half away was Consolidated Papers. You could walk through there, and it was kind of fun as a kid to go watch how the paper was being made. And so there was all lots and lots, you know, hundreds if not thousands of jobs for factories.
By the mid-20th century, growing industries and a new identity as a college town reflected the huge changes made in Stevens Point as the lumber boom came to an end.
The lumber boom began to fade in the 1880s, 1890s. By 1910, it's pretty much done. There was 600 billion board feet of timber across Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. The loggers actually thought that if they started in Michigan, by the time they got through Minnesota, years and years later, the woods would have grown back again. These guys were so efficient that it took them only about 40 years to cut all the way through it.
The driving force behind taking the city from being a rough lumber town to an economically diverse community started with one event.
The Wisconsin Central Railroad came to Stevens Point.
So you had the perfect situation for Stevens Point. You have the lumber here, why not ship it on the rails? And as long as you have the lumber here, why not develop furniture factories? So you have several major furniture factories beginning to develop in Stevens Point.
The developing industry of furniture and wood manufacturing included the Automatic Cradle Company. It would grow to become the largest manufacturer in the city, eventually taking the name Lullaby Furniture.
The well-being of young people is reflected in a Lullaby Furniture Corporation, which made Stevens Point the cradle of the juvenile furniture industry.
Lullaby got its start when founder John Buchholz invented a unique cradle,
which was a self-rocking cradle based on a huge spring. And you'd crank the spring up, and then the cradle would rock side to side with a click in it, which was very comforting to the baby, and becomes a nationally known business.
It became kind of a Cadillac of baby furniture. They were sponsors of the I Love Lucy program around the time that Lucy was having her baby. They had a complete line of I Love Lucy furniture.
The railroad allowed wood manufacturers access to a national market, and the city's location in the state made it an ideal central hub for railroad lines.
A big boost came when Soo Line decided to put an area headquarters here. It provided many jobs to local people, so this was a booming railroad town also.
The Wisconsin River that once powered sawmills and floated lumber rafts would now power new industries.
Whiting Clover Paper Company, manufacturers of high-grade all-rag and rag-content business papers and specialties. This is paper before it's formed into sheets. The paper is re-wet, starched and dried in warm air, giving it the ripple finish characteristic of fine rag bond paper.
The hard-working Wisconsin River provided the hydroelectric power and water needed to support the new paper industry. Three dams were built to control the river, two from Consolidated Paper and one from Whiting Clover Paper Mill.
They needed reservoirs so that they had a constant flow of the river. As a result, they hid a lot of historical landmarks, and one of those was Stevens Point, which was basically washed away because the river was higher.
Downtown Stevens Point was growing and thriving, too, with the arrival of new businesses.
Stevens Point makes a sizable contribution to the world of books in products of the Warzella Publishing Company. Finished books are shipped to points all over the country. Sturdy, attractive books from Warzellas are good representatives of Stevens Point workmanship.
Warzella actually starts out as a printer of a Polish language newspaper, which they purchased, called Rolnik, meaning farmer. And then about 1908, they start a second newspaper called Gwiazda Polarna, Northern Star.
This paper would go on to become America's oldest independent Polish language newspaper. Warzala later expanded into book printing and binding, adding to their national reputation. In addition to book publishing, another Stevens Point business expanded nationally by providing specialty insurance at a lower cost. To fight high insurance rates, hardware store owner P.J. Jacobs teamed up with other Wisconsin store owners to form the Hardware Dealers Mutual Fire Insurance Company in 1904. Elected as the company director in 1912, P.J. moved the headquarters to Stevens Point. The Hardware Mutual Insurance Building was constructed downtown in 1922. Under P.J.'s direction, the company grew quickly, and in 1929, an addition was built, tripling the size of the building.
Carl, his son, finally does take over the business from his father. He is the guy that really begins to expand it and becomes very well known in the community.
Hardware Mutual would expand its insurance services through the years and remain as one of the city's major employers, eventually changing its name to Century Insurance. As diverse businesses grew in Stevens Point, local leaders launched a campaign to make the city a center for education.
60 years ago, a group of Stevens Pointers raised $50,000 to make sure the new state college would be built here.
As more immigrants continued to settle in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Board of Regents established what were referred to as normal schools to train teachers for the growing population. In 1893, there were five of these schools, and the board was deciding where to locate the next one.
There were 20 other cities competing for it. The main one was Wausau, and the Board of Regents picked Point. It didn't make Wausau very happy, as you can imagine. When the Board of Regents announced that Stevens Point was going to get the university, a guy by the name of G.E. McDill, who was in Madison at the time representing Stevens Point, announced to the city, "Boys, the world is ours."
Bells, whistles, and cheers rang out in Stevens Point at the news of being awarded the normal school. The school would evolve from being a teacher's college to becoming part of the University of Wisconsin system and a key driver of the Stevens Point community.
Stevens Point, where people enjoy living and can work together, whether simply to have fun or to build a better community and a better future. That's our town, a wonderful town, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, USA.